This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here for another week, overviewing the exciting things that are going on in the world of news talk radio with the man who's in the know, on the go. He is here to teach us what's happening in the talk business. This is the number one format. The politics of the year certainly helping us a lot to get traction and have people understand whether it's a local program or national program. People want to talk about a lot of things, as usual, but they really want to talk about the political realities. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. He also is the host of a feature that you can find at talkers.com called Up Close and Far Out. This week he interviews Joe Madison, who's been around Washington and the talk world for quite a long time. He's been, I would say he's one of the leaders and I don't know what else to call it. You and I talked about this once, and I think we both got upset about the conversation of black talk radio and white talk radio, and why do we have a distinction between the two? Why isn't just good talk radio? This guy's a good host. I found him compelling the first time I listened to the guy when I used to work in Washington, which was a long time ago. He's been around for a long time, Michael.
Yeah, it's a very interesting discussion, and people who are interested in these esoteric questions like, what do you mean by black talk radio? Or what do you mean about talk radio geared to women? Or youth talk radio? Or senior talk? You know, how do we categorize the boundaries of humanity? She and I get into this. And we talk about, you know, the 46 million African-American citizens of the United States of America. And is it right to categorize them or caricaturize them with a broad brush? And we both come to the conclusion, the obvious conclusion, that that can't be done, that there are as many different types of African-Americans as there are any large group of the population. So then why are they a community? And the reason they're a community, and this is where it gets really abstract and it requires intelligence, is because even though they have as much diversity as any other large group, women, children, men, white people, Jewish people, Muslims, there's a whole argument to talk about there, what makes a Muslim. So even though there are so many different types of African Americans, they do share a certain common experience, heritage, and point of view in enough key areas of life where you can use that word community. And that's why over at Sirius XM Satellite Radio here in 2016, they have a channel called Urban View. Urban is a euphemism for African American. And they even say it right there on the website, African American Talk Radio. And Joe Madison, who has been the leading African American news talk radio host for decades in America, in terms of influence, in terms of gravitas, he discusses what it's like to be in his position of trying to talk to all African Americans and all people without stepping on too many toes and being true to his own point of view. He's an amazing man.
Why are the issues any different with black people than they are with white people? Why is it that we have more with black and white than like Hispanic? Because Hispanic talk is usually in Spanish, so it's not in the same league here. I mean, there are a lot of Hispanics who are interested in what's going on. They want to talk about it, but we don't find a lot of English-speaking people listening to it because they don't understand what's going on. But in the world of news talk where there are black and white hosts, you know, a lot of people think differently of Joe Madison than Al Sharpton. Joe's not on a crusade in an outward sense. I think he is a crusader, but not of the same type as Al Sharpton, who also...
He's not an exploiter. A case could be made. A case could be played.
So, yeah. But he seems more obviously bent at being a Pied Piper. Joe doesn't appear to me as that kind of a person, frankly. He's that kind of a host.
well, Al Sharpton is also a radio host, but Al Sharpton is an activist, and Al Sharpton is a controversial figure, and some people think that he, you know, gets in there and, you know, fans the flames of discord as opposed to being a force for, you know, healing and coming together. And a lot of people feel he exploits race relations. Joe Madison is a very different type of an individual, although Joe Madison has had relationships and has worked with, on occasion, many of the well-known names from all over the spectrum in the civil rights movement. He's been arrested with and been on hunger strikes at the side of Dick Gregory. He has worked with Al Sharpton. He even tells me the story about how he and Al Sharpton were at a rally, and the Black Lives Matter people came and wrested the microphone away from them and hijacked their situation. And Madison said, he said to Sharpton, let him have the mic, let him have the mic, let him talk. Let them talk, let them have their say. Let's just stand here and watch them say. Let's not create an issue. And then when they're done speaking, we'll get the mic back, and they will have had their voice, and by golly, that's what happened.
Yeah.
But back to earlier to what you're saying about Black people, why is their experience different? I asked that of Joe, and he tells the story of how when he raised his children, he had to tell his son, listen, when you're out driving or you're out in the world, here's what you do if you get pulled over by a policeman. You keep your hands on the wheel. You don't make any false moves. And he said, you know, that's not a conversation that white people necessarily have to have with their kids. And to a great degree, it's true.
I think it depends on where you come from and what kind of a car you're driving, frankly.
Well, the fact that it even is an issue.
Yeah, it is. No matter whether it's black or white, the fact that it's an issue is an American problem, I believe.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
And this is one of look. All of the Up Close and Far Out series are very penetrating. It's not a program for everybody, but people interested in the media, in culture, in how the human nervous system is wired, and how we're changing as a species as we rapidly hurtle into the 21st century digital era. This is a good one. And I appreciate your, you know, letting me promote it. People can get to it by either going to talkers.com. It's right there. You can hear it. Or you can go directly to it at upcloseandfarout.com.
Talkers.com, also the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen overviewing some of the big items, the activities of the candidates for president, certainly in the focus. We'll get to that in a moment here on the Talk Radio Review.
When you need it, spent a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond pain and itch relief cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower to shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one use talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-787-1748 right now. You may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one use talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-787-1748. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 800-787-1748 now. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-787-1748. That's 800-787-1748. 800-787-1748.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. and the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Continuing on now, our conversation with the News Talk Radio world, the stations, the hosts, the programs that are being done this week. This is a weekly event, so we get to the bottom. The folks at Talkers Magazine do the research to come up with the list, and certainly the presidential race will be at the top of anybody's list. The discord between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders and their camps is growing by leaps and bounds. So these hostilities can't be good for the Democratic Party. There are a lot of them in the Republican Party. They seem to be, most of them, kissing and making up so that they can get someplace. And a lot of people think there's a storm of support for Donald Trump, and Hillary isn't going to be helped by doing some of the things, the dirty trick stuff, it seems. Or am I wrong? Are there dirty tricks being played by both camps, do you think, Michael?
I think all camps play dirty tricks. Don't get me started on that. You can count on most major political camps playing dirty tricks. Some are dirtier than others. Others get caught. But no, I think there are dirty tricks going on all around the dial. But I think that the Democrats face a severe problem if Bernie supporters become as overtly vicious toward Hillary and the established Democratic Party leadership, as they seem to be. Many of them may not come to the polls to support Hillary when it comes to the general election against Trump, if, in fact, Hillary is the candidate, which it seems she will be at this point, although that's not definite. It's likely. And if these Democrats do not go to the polls because they're angry at Hillary and they're spiting her, they will, in fact, be giving votes, in a manner of speaking, to Trump.
Because, if that scenario plays out, Hillary loses. I mean, that's what you're trying to say in a nice way.
I'd say if that scenario plays out, it certainly could lead to Hillary losing.
Yeah. She doesn't win. Especially if Trump is smart enough, and he seems to be smart enough, to understand the similarities between him and Bernie Sanders. And if he puts aside some of the silly stuff, then the elements of his focus on change and the elements of Bernie's focus on change, even though they are not carbon copies of each other, they both have been speaking to the same groups of people who are upset and angry about what government is about today. That's really what both of those campaigns are all about, isn't it?
And specifically speaking to the people in the Republican Party who are angry at the Republican Party and people in the Democratic Party who are angry at the Democratic Party. So they're speaking to the people that are just generally angry at governments, and they're specifically speaking to the partisans who are disgusted with their parties. It'd be funny, you know, maybe Trump should offer the vice presidential nomination to Bernie.
Yeah, there's a guy. How about that? He's an independent, really. Wouldn't that be something, huh?
Hey, this election, hey, I just pulled that one off the top of my head. I haven't heard anything about that, so I'm not spreading news. But I'll tell you something. In this election, anything is possible.
Anything. Anything is possible. Absolutely. So what do you think, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles? Is it something that it would be attractive? Bernie Sanders running with Donald Trump. They have not had words back and forth much for each other or about each other, so maybe there is a possibility. All right, we'll bring that thread through the eye of the needle as we continue our conversation here. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen on this week's Countdown, as usual.
Our Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Three and change after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with the continuation of our focus on what's going on in the News Talk business with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. The 19th annual installment of the Talkers Convention, a national talk media convention taking place this weekend. You've entitled it Bridging the Generations. What generations are we bridging?
We're bridging the boomers and the millennials. The boomers and the millennials have been definitely on a path toward conflict, and this year seems to be the one, not just in radio but all across the board, where it's becoming apparent that the millennials are coming into their own. They're becoming the dominant generation. They're bigger in numbers and they're tremendous in influence, and there are many similarities between the millennials and the boomers. I mean, the millennials are the children of the boomers. But the millennials are now becoming adults, and there are differences between them and the boomers. And this is something that impacts media, it impacts radio, it impacts music, it impacts movies, it impacts everything in our society, as you have these two giant generations vying for control of the culture from an adult perspective.
Do you think it's being overemphasized in a way that it's becoming a thing? Or is it really that people use information differently depending on their age? They get their information differently depending on their age. They focus with opinions differently based on their age.
Yes, I do. Look, there's a lot of similarities. We all live in the same culture. And again, it's only a one generation difference. So in terms of the anthropological scope of human evolution, these two generations will look almost exactly alike 200 years from now.
Right.
That being said, right now, yeah, the differences are profound, and they make a very big impact on how we do radio, how we do politics, how we do our lives.
One of the things, as we've said, Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump both appeal to those who want serious change. I'm remembering back to, as a baby boomer, when there were all kinds of political protestations going on, literally and figuratively, not the least of which was the marches in the 60s for equality, then the Vietnam War, and dancing and fighting and shouting in the streets about that. And then I think about today, some of the protests going on today, and it does have the same sort of feel to it. So maybe we have more in common with the other groups than we thought before, or than the news media is giving us credit for. This is a news media-driven thing in large part, isn't it?
Yeah, and unfortunately, the news media is part of the commercial media establishment and quite often drives things for its own benefit and sensationalism as opposed to really trying to find answers to problems.
So what other things will be important as people can go to talkers.com? Is there going to be a video stream of this thing going on, or they'll be able to, after the fact, to be able to see what has gone on? Because there'll be all kinds of video, and there'll be all kinds of reports on what we've done during this convention, because I'll be there.
Well, depending upon when people are listening to this program, because I know that this turns into a podcast. People hear it before the weekend, over the weekend, and then after the weekend. If anybody is hearing any aspect of this on Friday the 20th, it's live. It will be televised live at talkers.com. After that, we'll let everybody know when there'll be repeats of it. But the entire event will be broadcast live on Friday the 20th, if somebody's listening on that day. I know that you and I are putting this together in pieces a little bit off schedule because of the fact that we're both involved in this very big event. But I know the show airs at different times around the country, so it depends on when they're listening to it.
Conversation about how disaster is discussed on the radio versus the news media approach to things like the Egypt air crash. Up next, as we continue on this week's Talk Radio Roundup, the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 minutes after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here, as usual, this week with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with a number of the hot hits, the big discussion things. As the week came to an end, there was a crash of an Egypt Air plane flying from Paris to Cairo. And the speculation is that there was terrorism involved. Paris, a hotbed of this sort of thing. I find my approach to this story, Michael, was to look, not necessarily, I mean, what are you going to say about a crash? At this point, don't really have that many facts. What I find distressing is that most of the news media outlets, especially electronic, the television outlets, immediately went into the crash mode. This is what we know. This is what we don't know. They knew nothing, and it looked ridiculous. But then they pull out and dust off all of the old air crashes. They say, well, did you know there was a crash in 2000, and here's another one. There was a show once on one, I think it was Discovery Channel, about why airplanes crash. And I remember they played that thing over and over and over again. I thought to myself, who the hell wants to watch a story about how and why airplanes crash?
Yeah, let's make everybody nervous. Let's make everybody nervous. Let's scare the hell out of everybody.
Yeah, right.
Let's slow down the wheels of progress. Let's keep people from going on business trips, vacations. Let's spread panic. Let's stay home. Let's not spend money. Let's not go anywhere.
Well, these sorts of things seem counterintuitive when you see the connection sometimes between advertisers and newspapers or radio programs or whatever. You see that the dependence that the media, news media, has on advertising revenue, you'd think they wouldn't want to turn off a big source of advertising revenue, i.e. travel. But when you scare everybody about going on a trip, that's what's going to happen. And these sorts of things, with a rehash of old news that really isn't relevant anymore, but they try to make it relevant because they need to fill the 24-hour news cycle, is preposterous.
Well, that's what it comes down to, having to fill the cycle. Having to fill it, as opposed to say there was an accident, we'll let you know more about it when the news comes in.
Yeah. And so what are you getting out of it? Nothing. You might as well, you know, be reading a newspaper or taking a nap under the circumstances. All right, so let's move, as long as we're talking about air-related things, to something that was a favorite of mine this week. A lot of conversation about the Transportation Security Administration, the troubles they're having because they had a level-funded budget. which in Washington speak, they would like to convince you they had a budget cut. Because last year they spent $6.9 billion of your money. This year the feds say in the budget process, okay, you get 6.9 again. Oh, my God, no! What do we do about raises? What do we do about... And so they've laid off a bunch of people, and now they have to hire them back again because the lines are preposterous at the airports around the country.
Yeah, terrible. It's a problem. Well, first, you're dealing with two problems. First of all, the lines around the country is a problem. That's one of the reasons that people don't like to travel. Not so much that they're afraid. They just don't like the stress and the lines and the indignity. But in terms of this budget thing, yeah, people should understand that a lot of budgets really are contribute to waste because the bureaucrats that are operating in the divisions of whatever department has the budget have to spend a certain amount of money or they get persecuted, they get punished the next year when the budget is done again. Well, you didn't spend everything on your budget, so we're going to cut you back. So they actually spend more money than they have to so as to be able to perpetuate that kind of spending. And often this is taxpayer dollars or just donated money that is going down the drain that doesn't connect into a purposeful use. It has nothing to do with purposeful use. It has to do with people bloating their own budgets so they can have raises and jobs and all the perks that come with that activity. It's crazy.
It is crazy. And why isn't it correct? Why isn't some good manager? Is Donald Trump, who claims to be a good manager, going to fix all of this? By the way, the latest Rasmussen poll is out, and it shows that Donald Trump, if the election were held today between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, he'd get 42% of the popular vote. She'd get 38. Of course, there's always a margin of error, blah, blah, blah. But it's the first time there's been a major poll that suggested that if the election were today, he'd win because all of them have been the other way around pretty much through the course of the primaries, haven't they?
Polls change. And who knows what the polls are going to be like come the end of October. That's when it's going to really count. We're nowhere near understanding where the polls are. But what we do know is that Donald Trump could be elected president.
Yeah.
And as far as the question that you asked at the beginning of your statement, is Donald Trump the man to fix all these problems? Of course. Donald Trump has magic. He's going to fix every problem. We're going to live in a utopian society, probably within 100 hours, not even 100 days of Trump becoming president.
All right, so let's put two things together. Many of the hosts around the country this week focused on the so-called anti-conservative bias that Facebook, which is the largest social media organization on the planet, and the accusation that Michael Zuckerberg, what's his first name? Is it Michael?
I forgot.
Yeah,
it was just Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg, thank you. Zuckerberg. He's liberal. He likes Hillary Clinton. He doesn't want to use Facebook to promote the right wing, Donald Trump, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So supposedly people, when they leave one shift, were supposed to prioritize stories, didn't, and it looked like there was a bias. And so he went on a very interesting program. He went on with Glenn Beck to talk about this, and Glenn Beck became sort of the poster boy for the other side in this conversation this week. Do you find that surprising?
No. Glenn Beck is a mercurial character who tends to find an interesting angle in every story and put himself in position for that. He's a master talk show host, and that's what he is. Remember, he was also once leading a spiritual movement around the world.
Right.
Beck is amazing.
But that being said,
so is Trump amazing. I mean, look, showmanship, positioning of showmanship in terms of influencing public policy. All I have to say about Facebook is, hey, it's a private organization. There's a First Amendment. They have the right to do whatever they want. And people should just be very careful about that.
But people on the air were saying, my God, Facebook could change the election. They could use their influence, and they could predicate who it is that's going to win the election. They're that powerful.
I love the people on the air who are trying to do that from their platform, complaining that Facebook might have the power to do that. These same people that go around saying, we're talk radio. We have the power to change elections. Look at us. Rah, rah. What a bunch of hypocrites.
That's a way of looking at it. Michael Harrison, the esteemed editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the list of things that are being manhandled by talk hosts around the country every week, part of our focus here. I'm Doug Steffen on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from plant stem cell technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email to say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, IVC Advocates with principal office in Temecula, California, is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, this is an important announcement for anyone who had surgery to implant a blood clot device. If you or a loved one had a surgery in the past 10 years and your doctor used an IVC filter to trap blood clots, call 800-689-0335 now. These devices can be life-threatening and you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. The FDA is evaluating adverse events caused by these blood clot devices, which can lead to complications and serious injury. Call 800-689-0335 right now. These devices could break and lead to serious injury. Call now as time is limited. Call 800-689-0335. If you or a loved one has one of these dangerous blood clot devices, as you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation, our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-689-0335. That's 800-689-0335. 800-689-0335.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tick-tock, tick-tock, here's the right time. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, instead of tick-tock, could be left-right, 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 left-right. Mm-hmm. Walk with your left foot, lock, or walk with your right foot. There is a blurring of the left and right this year, yes?
No doubt. They're even capsizing. political observers and, you know, people who, like, understand political science have pointed out that many of Trump's positions are far to the left of Hillary's. And many of Hillary's positions are far to the right of what people consider to be the traditional Democratic Party's position on general issues. Hillary has even been described by many, and to a certain degree accurately, as a neocon. You know, the Republicans, we were kidding before about Trump taking Bernie Sanders as his vice president. The Republicans would be probably better served with Hillary as their candidate. Hillary is not such a lefty anymore, which is the whole issue that the Bernie camp and of course the Elizabeth Warren camp. Elizabeth Warren is a sleeping giant within the Bernie movement. As a matter of fact, she's going to probably inherit the movement when Bernie fades from the scene. Hillary is somewhere between middle and the right if you look at what she does as opposed to what she says. And Trump is definitely embodies many of the positions that have been considered part of the liberal agenda. What do you think that the conservative wing of the Republican Party is so upset having him? He's left of Hillary.
Well, you look at his social mores, if you will, and standards and business practices and things like that. It's interesting to see which of those is prevailing. It seems to be the business or the fact that I don't stand for what's there. I'm an outsider. He's tripped up a few times being an outsider as he's gone down this road. I will tell you, though, it looked like later in the week that he was bringing around a lot of the conservative think tankers when it came to things like the Supreme Court justice to be appointed, who would be picked, a lot of the things that are not incompatible with his status. I think he's going to be taking his business point of view as his strength. He's what we need, I think, for that sort of thing. I don't like his need to be rough and gruff. One of the things that people are talking about this week is his interview with Megyn Kelly, who now appears to be trying to be like Barbara Walters with her most popular People segment, and the two of them sort of kissed and made up. I thought the comment... They were talking about her giving him his cell phone. Her giving him her cell phone number. And don't you misuse this. Don't you do bad things to me. And he said, I promise I won't. I felt when I heard that.
You felt like you're watching a reality show and you're being manipulated. That's what you should have felt.
Was I being manipulated?
Oh, totally.
Really? By whom? Megyn Kelly or Donald Trump?
Both.
Really? So is she in the bag for him all the time?
I don't know. I don't know. But she certainly is concerned about her position in the scheme of things.
But does that mean her position at Fox? Because now Fox, that was opposed to Donald. Remember Roger Ailes, who runs Fox, and Rupert Murdoch, who owns the majority of the stock in Fox, and is basically Ailes' boss, said, we don't want Trump. Don't support him. And Ailes said, are you kidding? Look at what he does for the ratings. I'm not, and they argued, and Ailes said, I'm doing it this way. And they were back and forth with Trump and played that game. You could make an argument. This is all theater. It's not news.
Oh.
This isn't a news channel. It's a theater channel, like MSNBC, all of them. They're theater.
Well, where is there a news channel?
There isn't one.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's the point I'm making. The point I'm making is it's theater. It's powerful theater. There's some truth to it. There's some lies to it. There is information to be gleaned, but it's not. Its spirit is not necessarily for the sake of the public benefit. Its spirit is for the sake of commercial benefit.
Right. Sell more ads, get more rating. That's what it's all about. And Megyn Kelly wants to make as much money as O'Reilly. O'Reilly, I think, is getting paid $17 million a year. She's getting paid $7 million. She says, "I want to get paid as much as he does."
Yeah, and they may lose her. Because Trump said one thing is true. He said he's made Megyn Kelly famous.
Yes, he has. Yeah.
And as a result, I mean, that's the way he looks at the world. Before me, she was nothing. Nobody knew who she was.
Right. Yeah.
It's true. I mean, not that nobody knew. I happen to think Megyn Kelly is one of the best of the lot. Yeah. I think Megyn Kelly is very good at it, but I don't under any conditions buy into the fact that these people are dedicated journalists whose main interest is the good of the people. I don't believe that for a second. I'm sorry.
No, I don't either. It's nonsense. It's real nonsense. But to look at her, some people were comparing her this week to Barbara Walters, which I thought was pretty interesting. And then, by the way, speaking of parity, she wants parity of pay, another sort of side issue. She wants to get paid the same as O'Reilly. And also this week, there was a discussion, Robin Wright, said that she wanted to make the same amount of money as Kevin Spacey for being in that show. She's just as important. And you know what? They ended up paying her $500,000 an episode, which is the same as Spacey was getting, because she said, I'm not going to keep doing this if you don't pay me the same as he's getting, which is a pretty smart move on her part.
Yes, yeah. It's good to see these multi-million-dollar earners have parity.
Right, exactly. That's half pay parity.
I feel so sorry for them.
You're listening to the Talk Radio Roundup. This is a cool conversation about what's going on in the world of news talk radio with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, the special edition of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
It's time is, what, 53 and change past the hour on this week's Talk Radio Roundup, a special edition with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. We're talking about the big topics of the week, the big stuff, the hostilities in the Democratic Party, the back and forth with what Donald Trump is going to do, the Obama overtime regulations. This is a great play. This is another example. This gave red meat to the right-wingers who say, there he goes again, giving us the, and for two reasons. First, because they can't stand the fact that it's an edict, an executive order, and secondly, because it changes the pay scale of people who are in the sort of moderate to low range. What is it, $24,000 a year to $49,000 a year? Those people who are making salaries, if they work over 40 hours now, have to get paid time and a half. That didn't set well with business people or people who don't like Obama because, well, they just don't like Obama.
Well, no matter what he does. Yeah. I mean, there are people out there who criticize Obama for coming out for things that they came out for a month before.
Right.
That has nothing to do. They seek victory, not truth.
Yeah. Well, isn't that the way politics is? Politics is not about anything other than winning. Now, look at the whole era. It's about them. It's about the parties and which one wins and the businesses that will come out of it, the money that's made by you, because it's all just another money machine.
And that's why the country is, its democracy at this present time is in crisis and dysfunctional, because we have to go deeper than just the system and the party and the ideology. We have to look at ourselves as a culture. We have to look at ourselves as human beings. What do we stand for? What are we about? Because the politics and the government really is a reflection of the culture of the society, and that comes right down to the cellular level, each individual person's mind and heart. And we have to look inward before we are able to say, oh, it's broken, let's fix it. It ain't that easy.
Well, but isn't that the practical reason that both Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders have such traction is because they
Well, I suppose it's hard to say that for Bernie Sanders, but Donald Trump isn't really a politician. He said that, and people embraced it because they say, many say, they don't want a politician. They've had enough of politicians. Look at the mess our country is in. We've got to have somebody from the outside fix it.
Yeah, Obama was from the outside, and Jimmy Carter was from the outside, and Ronald Reagan was from the outside. Everybody's from the outside. If it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's a duck. If you become a president of the United States, if you become a nominee of a party, if you run for office, you become a politician. This is nonsense that they're not politicians. If you become a politician, you're a politician. Donald Trump is a politician.
He wasn't always, but he is
now. But he is now. You know, Bill Clinton wasn't always a politician. He was once 6 years old. He didn't run for president of his kindergarten. You know, what I'm saying is, why do we talk in such vague, stupid concepts? You know, an outsider. When you become president of the United States, you're not an outsider anymore. Mm-hmm. We don't have outsider presidents. You can't become president and be an outsider. It's nonsensical. It's stupid.
Really? What do you really think?
Well, what do you think of what I just said?
I think it's right on. I think, well, okay. Because I respect you and your opinion, I may disagree with you, but I respect your opinion and your ability to be loquacious about it.
You know, the outsiders are the ones that don't seek the power but have the influence to tell people how to vote and how to think. Mm-hmm. Those are the outsiders. When you seek the power, you're not an outsider anymore. You're just a fake.
Okay. You want to know what the most fun thing this week that came up on a lot of people's radar screens, the conversation about the rock clock. You know what the rock clock is?
The rock clock. Tell us.
The rock clock is a new mobile app that was developed by people who got Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock, to come work with them. This is a motivational alarm clock. It allows you to enter your personal goals every day. What do you want to get done? You choose a completion date to get to that goal. There's an alarm clock with 25 actual alarm tones of him doing various silly things. And then through the day, you get updates on what The Rock is doing.
I think The Rock should run for vice president with Trump.
I think The Rock would be a good president. I think The Rock is fabulous. And the people around him are so smart. This is just a lot of fun and something that that is going to have some practical value, Frank. At least I thought you'd get a kick out of that if you didn't know what The Rock
is. I got to go get one. I need to have The Rock remind me of my goals.
All right, let's both go get one at the convention. In the meantime, our time is up here. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Don't forget every week to check out his Up Close and Far Out. This week it's Joe Madison. You'll find it fascinating. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's edition of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.